time, which added to the charm of the experience, though it did create some homeowner consternation when, as frequently happened, my on-call beeper went off and I had to climb down the tree to use their phone to talk to the hospital emergency room. Anyway, climbing and cutting trees usually drew a crowd of interested onlookers. One day, when I was going up a dead hickory, I grabbed a branch that broke off in my hand, and I fell about 30 feet onto a lawn, narrowly missing a flagstone walk and a couple of spectators. As I lay there, stunned and embarrassed, a man rushed up and began palpating my thyroid gland while reassuring me. "Don't worry, I'm a doctor." So I said, "What kind of doctor are you?" "I'm a dermatologist," he answered. In the distance, I could hear the siren of the approaching ambulance. Shortly after my broken back healed, I folded the tree business. I tell this story because, like so much of life, it contains plenty of both good and bad news. My dreams of earning bread from the sweat of my brow were realized, but my health suffered. To swing gracefully from your climbing rope requires that you first get up the tree. People admire those who take physical risks, but it's also entertaining when they plunge to the ground. I have plenty of firewood, but my bad back makes it difficult to carry it into the house, and so on.